Pop, pop, pop that film.
Pop, pop.
All right, you recording?
Yeah.
All right, so the next thing that's going
to
happen.
Wait a minute, no. I have something I need to talk about immediately.
We're in the middle of a conversation.
No, we are not. You guys haven't even talking for 20 minutes.
What?
No, you can't prove it because it's not on the recording.
I hope you get burned in the next 24 hours, but not seriously. Just like you burn your hand on a stove, but like not so much that it hurts. It's just irritating for a while. Yeah, just not like, no like below blisters.
It just reddens.
It just reddens, and cool you feel water, it for a while.
Cool water, and it's fine.
Yeah,
until warm water. Then the shower the next morning.
When you yeah, then you're like, oh, like, fuck! I got burned.
No.
I hope you burn your tongue on something.
I did yesterday.
Good.
I need to talk about this because it has been the background radiation of my entire day, and I cannot exist. So I was scrolling through Facebook.
Mistake number one.
And one of the shit posting groups I follow, where they just post ridiculous things.
Kink shaming, go on. Get drunk and talk politics. You know what? I'm in a couple groups too.
No, it's called "This Post Alone Has Killed All My Crops and I Will Not Survive the Winter" is the name of the Facebook page.
Wow.
Which is filled with posts that are so bad, they will kill your crops and you will not survive the winter. So, what happens on this page is once in a while, a picture will pop up that triggers my trypophobia, which I know we've talked about extensively.
We have. Yeah.
And
we've also determined that Aaron has that.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, this picture popped up, and I'm not going to show it on the screen.
The audio, perfect.
This picture popped up.
I don't even know what that is.
This is a picture of... Oh my god.
Let me see.
I'm looking directly at it. Of a hair transplant. It says that it's like a failed one, but this is actually... Huh. So when you get a hair transplant, you get an infection like this on all the follicles. So this image has been haunting me all day, and I literally...
Keep looking at it.
Can't stop looking at it.
Those are the crops.
Just, why don't you navigate away from it?
I can't.
Here.
Tony's navigated to...
All right.
Oh, we're at meat spin.
Oh, wait.
I don't know how Tony did that with one swipe.
Magic.
I can't get it off of my skin. Like, I can feel it on me right now. Don't look at me like that.
Okay, so in a post-comic book saturated
no!
world...
No! 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 This thing. How can you guys not, like... That did nothing?
No. I developed an amazing capacity to just put shit out of my mind.
How?
People,
it's incredible.
People freak out over different things. There's just, it's the way our brains work.
I want to throw up right now.
Are you going to finish those cinnamon twists?
Don't touch my cinnamon twists.
Asking for a friend.
So there's, like there are things that people just can't deal with when they see them. For some people it's heights. For me, I can't walk through a room that I've never
that
been
David
in before.
Is in.
Right.
Just can't do it.
Period.
That's fair.
I can't walk through a room that I'm not familiar with without light. Like in pitch black, I don't go to haunted houses anymore because everyone has an area where they like completely black out the lights and you just have to feel your way through.
Oh yeah.
I feel my way through like this.
Boners out,
what you
buzz.
Can't see in the audio
is punching.
Tony punching.
Yep, just punching. Because I don't cope well with that. Like, I can walk through this entire house with no light, and I'm fine. Just because I know everything that's in it.
Well,
in a post-comic,
I'm a flawless human being, so
yeah,
I don't have any of these hangups.
I just can't. I even
people.
As you're talking
right you
now,
know what?
I can't stop thinking about
everybody
it.
Pull out your feet and put them on the table.
I don't like feet, but...
They don't like... It triggers my fight or flight response. Like...
What are you going to fight on those follicles?
That's... The point is that you're not.
You're not.
You're going to... You're not going to choose fight. You don't choose
because you
fight.
Don't want to touch it.
Right. You choose flight. Like, if you've ever had an anxiety attack, like the initial stages of that, that's the constant feeling I've had since I've seen that.
Why do you keep flighting... Back to it.
I don't know. That's part of it is like, I can't stop.
Do you want me to block the image for you?
No. Because then I can't look at it.
You just want to make sure you want to make sure you're still alive. You have to.
I don't know. That's part of it. Is like
you got to get more Factorio in.
I've got to do a lot of things.
You know, I'm looking up your Steam profile and figuring out how much Factorio you've played. Because you know what? Spoiler, it's not enough.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
Was that for Factorio?
No, I was thinking about the picture again. Okay. Whatever you guys are talking about is okay now. I just... It's all over me. Yeah, exactly. That's me.
No.
Comic books?
No. Here's what the real problem is. I'm looking through your Steam list, and Factorio's way down this list.
I've only played like a handful of hours.
I know.
I've played way more hours of Sins of a Solar Empire.
I know. With me.
Yeah.
How many hours would you think you've played Factorio?
10.
I can tell you how many it is. 6.
4.
You know, I'll lower your ante.
5?
What if I told you the number was 1?
That's impossible. I streamed it for longer than that.
1.1 hours.
Oh, there it is.
Well, that is that longer.
1.1 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've played Honey Pop for longer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, by the way, scrolling through this list, something's going on over there. I don't know what Hatoful Boyfriend is.
That's the pigeon game, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's the pigeon dating simulator.
12 hours.
I'm trying to give me some hot pigeon action, man.
You've played Goat Simulator for 16 hours.
Goat Simulator is legit.
Don't goat shame her.
Yeah, don't fucking
also,
goat shame me.
Sins of a Solar Empire. How many hours do you think you've played of that?
I think it's like 250 or 300.
It is less than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it 200?
It's 161.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of Starbound.
Yes.
And
why do you have such a good grasp of these numbers, like off the top of your head?
Oh, because we talk about it a lot in my Discord community. Oh, okay. But once in a while, somebody will be like, ah, look at my my Steam stats. Oh, I've played 500 hours in Sagam Bakam Jerk It Off.
Wow.
God, let's put a
nice... How much is that game? How much is that game?
Good night, guys. Good friggin' night. Well, now I'm looking at mine. Okay. Or if you want to guess what my Factorio number is.
800 hours.
1,000.
You're really close.
773.
754.
Wow. That's close.
Oxygen Not Included is getting close. 685.
Wow.
And then after that, there's a pretty steep drop-off to Space Engineers at 250.
That's usually what it is. There's like a handful of games at the top and then the rest are...
I don't
play a lot of video games anymore.
My Sins is 218.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I also played solo.
I was gonna say I played a lot of it off of like before I had it on Steam. I feel like so. Because I love me some Sins of a Solar Empire.
In a post comic book saturated market, the next thing we're gonna see is like shit like Umbrella Academy, where it's like the heroes are shitty people.
Yeah.
Because like Amazon's got a new series that's coming out.
Powers.
No, The Boys.
Oh, The Boys. That's right.
The Boys.
Powers was on PlayStation.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. Like a whole bunch of R-rated super stuff. And about
it's all
supers
based
being shitty
on,
people.
Based on Warren Ellis' comics, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that. Did you see the new trailer for Black Mirror today?
I know that it's out there. I did not watch it yet. And I saw that Miley Cyrus is in it, but I...
So what they've said about Miley Cyrus's episode... is that she's a pop star that had to transform her image to gain popularity. So I'm pretty fucking excited about whatever that episode's going to be.
All right.
That's going to be pretty fucking good, man.
It comes out in just like a couple weeks.
June 5th.
I know. We're going to be... we won't have to think about 3 weeks worth of content there.
Yeah, it is only 3 episodes.
Right. Going back to the first couple seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they had to shoot like some ridiculous number for the like five hours. They have 5 hours of content for
Bandersnatch,
something like that. So that's why this they're saying that's part of the reason why this season is so much shorter.
Yeah.
Because they actually used up a lot of their budget for Bandersnatch.
Well, Netflix needs to do something. They need to do something quick. Now that Disney owns Hulu, you can just cut out Hulu's effectiveness as a streaming platform, since Disney has their own streaming platform.
Disney's gonna, I don't think that's gonna be the case, because I think that they're gonna keep things like Handmaid's Tale at Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
To keep the more family-friendly content over sure. at their Disney streaming platform.
But the TV services are going to pull out of it.
Are they?
I think they're losing The Office and...
So are they actually going to lose NBC?
Friends,
then?
I think, is also leaving Hulu.
Friends and Office have been on Netflix.
I just saw this meme you posted.
Which one?
For someone who hates socialism, Ben Shapiro does appear to enjoy being publicly owned.
It's like the exact scenario where every white dude's like, debate me! And then like you get into the room and it's just fucking gross. That guy sucks. I've also taken an intro to philosophy class in college, like 100 years ago when I was in college.
Yeah, I took one like 120 years ago.
Yeah, clay tablets.
I'll never forget the day that they brought up, like, we did this exercise where you start up, like, the professor set up the room in a U. Everyone's desks were on the outside wall of the room facing in, so he could kind of meander about the room. He's like, oh, yeah, this is how philosopher teachers used to do it. They'd have the students sitting around them, and they'd
whatever. I hate our teacher already.
Yeah. So we'd have these days where it's like, all right, we're going to come up with a... philosophical argument, and we're going to start in this corner. The first person makes their point. The second person argues them. If the rest of the room decides that the second person beat the first person and they get a chance for a rebuttal, then the third person argues against the second person. So you basically just keep flip-flopping the argument all the way around the room.
Yeah.
You know, this until you get to a point where one person's argument is so solid that nobody can beat them. We did an argument that animals, specifically rodents, were free-thinking and had a consciousness. I made the argument that they did. By every other rule in the room,
mm-hmm.
I should not have been able to make the argument. But I kept pivoting my argument so well that it made it all the way back around the room to me. He's like, what is happening? How did you make this argument last around the room? Just did.
I mean,
it just happened.
They'll choose sex over food. That's a very compelling argument for free thinking.
Oh, it's all over me, you guys. It's just...
It is all over you.
I can feel it like...
You should feel it. I see it on you.
Stop.
Is that how you have the blue hair? Did it...
It's a blue wig. This is just what life is now, Tony.
Kayla writhing over in the corner.
Dawn of Discovery. All right, I gotta get off this Steam list.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Kayla.
And this is David.
And we don't have an episode for next week yet.
But we're the Backseat Producers.
We are. And currently, we are the only show on the Backseat Producers website.
Oh, yeah.
Backseat Box Office has, at least for now, come to an end.
Bum, 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 bum.
Ba, 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 ba.
So, Art and Jeff, thank you for the many years that you kept the show running when I stepped away from it. And you will be missed. I did regularly listen to the episodes when they released them. So, any suggestions for next week?
We should do that hair follicle transplant picture.
We should do... Just there's got to be a picture. There's got to be a video of it happening, right?
It's like little things.
It's like a little planet. A very uneven, like low gravity planet that hasn't smoothed out.
It's so gross.
The Earth is smoother than a marble.
That's probably the worst picture that I've found that triggers it.
That's weird because like most of the pictures that trigger Aaron and other people that I'm aware of are pictures that are more like holes and things instead of raised like that. I'll have to show her that image and see if it gets her.
Often it's what you said, like a lot of people bring up lotus pods.
Yeah.
But lotus pods don't really do it for me. Very rarely they will.
The ones that, like the lotus pods themselves, I'm fine with. It's when people Photoshop lotus pods onto the human skin.
Their skin.
That's weird. Like that. Yeah. That like, ugh, you know, it's just gross.
Yeah.
It's
things not... that are like that, like think obviously not human body parts. Mm-hmm. It will like bring up feelings for me, but if it's on human skin, it just like takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Another thing is like people will post pictures of like, you remember there used to be this a punishment where they make you kneel on like grits or something.
Yep.
So like you show the rice. Incantation rice, something yep. like that. It's painful.
It's very painful.
You guys are arguing with me now. No, I haven't
nobody's
said
arguing.
Anything.
You just
made
faces,
a face.
Right?
So well. We're immediately going to start shit talking you.
Yeah.
That face was, why would people do that to people?
Because people are awful.
And
it was just a punishment. Like, your parents would make you do that. Kneel on some grits of rice.
That also sounds
like
a
impressions
Catholic school
that would
kind
make,
of thing, too.
Yeah. Fight the your impressions parents. It would make on your skin, like, that freaks me out.
Mm.
The awful thing about trypophobia is, like, if you try to Google it, it's like...
Here are pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, you want tryptophobic pictures?
Because really, the only way to describe it is to show, like...
Yeah, it's this.
Yeah, this. Okay.
Okay, yep, that's me. What they need to do is they need to have a website that just shows the picture for, like, 3 seconds and then just, like, blots it out. Just takes it away. So so that if you have it... Like, you're not going to be paralyzed by that image on your screen.
I can't stop looking at it. It's not on there. I'm just saying, like, in general, like, you can't stop looking.
If you need something to do, I got to dig out a bunch of planters at my house. There's definitely no hair follicle transplant situation happening there. Yeah, I'm definitely soliciting this Hispanic for yard work. It's on your tongue.
Well, it doesn't bother. That thought doesn't bother me as much.
It should. I feel like it should. Tony, your movies. Internet refuses to load Netflix for me.
Oh, are you guys looking up possibilities for next week?
Yeah, instead of spreading whatever madness you have over there.
Yeah, that's the other thing, because when I first like heard of it, it's gotten worse since that point. And I don't know if it's just because I've seen worse things since then, or if it's just, if it's escalating.
I've seen worse.
I've seen things, man.
I was there. Oh, well, you know what we should do? There was a movie released that was like some huge movie in China. It's some space sci-fi thing.
Oh. Ugh. Yeah, I saw people talking about that.
Yeah, what the fuck was that called?
If only we could look things up.
I know, but it's difficult for me to Google that movie that people said. That movie that was released...
The Wandering Earth.
The Wandering Earth, he says. Oh, there's a new Netflix thing about bondage.
Bonding?
I've heard it's not great.
The previews look good, but I haven't seen it.
I've heard it's a funny show, but it's problematic.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, let's do The Wandering Earth.
Yeah.
Is that on Netflix?
I looked up China Space Movie 2019.
Wow.
That's how you Google, mofo.
The worst person I've ever fucking met. China space movie.
Hey, it got me right there.
You're like the fucking president.
Look at that. China space movie. Number one. It's all over it.
You and Google are both racist motherfuckers.
It was a movie
from
about
China.
Space made in China in 2019. All right, so tonight we're talking about Attack the Block.
Unfortunate.
So what'd you think?
This movie was so bad, it would suck a dick to cut in line to suck a dick. I stole that from Archer. It was really fucking good. The movie was very bad.
Kayla, what'd you think of it?
I did not enjoy it.
I thought it was fun in a low-budget way, but it was not a great movie. No, I had fun with it, but it wasn't a great movie.
One, I hate that fucking accent.
That
English accent?
No, it's a particular dialect of the British accent.
Like, inner city London?
It's the
I think Surrey? It's something like that. I don't know the exact name.
I dig it.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's not the Queen's English.
Okay, wait a minute. So there was an article going around today about the top 50 sexiest accents in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's call
serious bullshit on this article.
Oh, okay. 50 accents in the United States?
50 accents in the United States.
That seems too much.
It's state by state.
It's also not state by state.
What?
But accents aren't state by state.
Right. It's not state by state. Some of it is city by city.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah.
So okay, well, here's the thing. There were like a bunch of articles about the sexiest accents, and people are, I mean, New Zealand won, which is
This is
correct,
the top 50 sexiest accents in the USA ranked.
What's number one?
I gotta Texas. Scroll to the bottom. Yeah.
What?
Texas.
Sexiest?
Full on.
As in no. Gives you a boner?
Texan. Who can resist a slow Texan drawl?
Me.
Not us. And not our community, clearly.
I have this client that I work with who's from Texas, and she's super hot. And, oh, she's going through a divorce. That means that she is going to come up to town and make some bad decisions.
Oh.
But she's super hot.
She's coming to St. Louis, so yes. Yeah. There's bad decision number one.
She's super hot despite her Texas accent, which is offensively Texan.
Okay. So here's...
Howdy, y'all.
Here's the problem.
What's number two?
Number two? Bostonian.
Oh, this is the fucking worst.
Number three, New York.
It's just a list of the most
distinctive
accents.
Number four, Mainer.
Ew.
Hell yeah.
Number five, Chicago.
What?
Number six, Mississippi.
That's not an accent. There's no accent there.
That deep south.
It's just southern.
This is
my problem.
Number seven, Hawaiian.
That could probably be an accent.
Eight, Philadelphia.
What?
There is.
Oh,
there
Philly's
is an accent.
A fucking accent. It's
there,
the worst
it does
too.
Have an accent, yeah.
The entire Northeast should just fall off in the ocean.
And here it goes. Number nine, St. Louis.
I don't understand. What's the St. Louis accent? Like the Midwestern accent?
Is it the Southern St. Louis accent? Because South St. Louis has a very distinct accent to it.
It's
and
the
it's,
worst
and
too.
It's horrible. It is horrible.
Farty is that far. The car wash?
That's the car wash going down Farty Far.
Yeah, that's the replacing the O's with R's.
Yeah.
Farty
Far. Farty
Far. Gonna go wash my clothes.
On the roof.
On the roof.
On the roof.
Get the fuck out.
Disgusting.
10, Californian.
Hell yeah.
11th, Northwestern. Is there a Northwestern accent?
The Pacific Northwest?
I like how they're like very specific. They're like St. Louis, Chicago, Maine, the Northwest.
I mean, population-wise.
It makes more sense to do it that way, regionally. Like, yeah. But if they're being so specific with the rest of them. Okay, I grew up in New England. There are some big distinctions between New York, Boston, and Maine. But I would say between Boston and Maine, it isn't that great. But
growing
up
that.
There, I, like, I know it.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Connecticut is another one. I'm just gonna.
I don't
just
even know where Connecticut is.
Connecticut is too much like New York. It's too much New York. Like,
so they have both Cajun and New Orleans.
Why isn't Cajun higher up?
Cajun
on that list?
Should be higher.
Ooh, yeah,
it's a little gambit in here.
Mm-hmm.
Cajun should be number one if we're talking about specifically in the U.S. of like distinctive accents. I can't think of another one from the U.S. that.
Oh,
hotter.
That Minnesota accent.
It's
that's
hotter.
That's a Minnesota.
Like the Minnesota. They've
got the Youper accent.
Remember the waiter who waited on us in... Were we still in Minnesota? We were close enough.
Please Ozark.
Keep talking. I just want to hear.
Providence.
No.
Rhode Island?
It's so tiny.
What is
Appalachian, there? Pennsylvania Dutch.
Oh my God. Here's the problem.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a very distinct accent.
I've only been in their airport.
My mom's side of the family is from Pittsburgh, and they have a distinct accent, but they like have this whole word replacement thing going on where like there are huge words. There's a huge list of words that are just completely replaced.
What I'm hearing.
Yeah. Southern Iowan.
Ew.
Ew.
Iowa. Ew.
Minnesota. 48th.
Really?
I can see that.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, totally.
New Jersey is 49.
Oh,
what's
they
the
have
least
New York?
Sexy?
They have New Yorker, the least sexiest they have on here, number 50, Long Islander. Number.
These people were fucking high when they took these.
The problem is that they have all these accents.
It's
from like a 50 square mile section of the United States. They have 20 different accents in this 50 square miles, and then 30 other options for the rest of the country.
Right.
They have
with flyover accents.
They have Chicano and Miami as accents.
I mean, I can see that though.
Yeah,
because Miami's garbage.
Miami.
Bienvenidos a Miami.
Alabama. Baltimoreese.
Ew.
What?
Baltimore's a shithole, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, other than the cops just indiscriminately shooting black people, the city's a shithole.
That's just the U.S.
Yeah, that's just... I mean, you get that everywhere.
Californian accent?
They have Californian and California Valley as different accents, but I can see
I understand that.
Yeah,
California's
so I've seen Clueless. I know.
Well, and then they have, and then they have Chicano, and then they have... what was the other one I saw? San Francisco as a separate accent.
I wish I had an accent.
You do have an accent.
I'm accent neutral in the United States.
You are not.
Oh, God.
You are not accent neutral.
I'm getting called out. What's my accent then?
You have... every once in a while, there's some of that East Coast comes out in you.
So my mom and I, we started saying sorry, like sorry. That's like the Canadian way of saying it. Mm-hmm. We started saying it ironically, and now we can't stop saying it.
I see.
I'm sorry. I say wicked. That's a northeastern thing. I can't think of anything else. Sorry.
I like how we don't want to talk about this movie so much. We spent 10 minutes talking about accents from places. Not even on the same continent as the movie.
I like this accent.
Which accent?
I just found it very, the accent dialect in the movie.
It's not Cockney, it's the other one.
Let me pull up.
Fucking just, I did just pull it up.
I'll ask the 80 people on my Snapchat who are from England.
I think it's Yorkshire? No, that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't make sense. It has to be, like, South London. Because I know London has specific dialects. I just found it hard to understand because they were talking so quickly and they were using... Obviously, they're using, like, vernacular that they're accustomed to that right. I just wasn't.
Maybe it is Cockney.
I thought it was...
Cockney's like a... I don't know what to call it. Like a rough...
Low English?
Yeah.
Did you think that this was high English?
No.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I was just, I was
agreeing?
Affirming what you were saying. Right. Is yeah, so Cockney is like a low English. It's not the Queen's English.
So, what did you not like about the movie?
What did you like about the movie?
I liked Nick Frost.
Did you?
I liked the aliens.
I did like the aliens. I liked the glowing teeth.
I honestly liked them. Their design was sharp.
Yeah, and I liked that they're like, oh, I see its eyes. Oh, those aren't its eyes. I thought that was clever.
Yeah.
Because like the way that the teeth glowed was super fucking menacing from a distance and kind of looked like eyes. But you're like, oh, shit, that's not eyes.
I like that they made them made out of a material that was so black that you can't see it, and they pointed that out.
Yeah.
There is a material like that now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That just, like, consumes the light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really interesting. Yeah, I thought the designs of the aliens were
really cool. For low budget, I mean, they worked with what they had, and having the teeth glow like that, it obfuscated whatever whatever was there.
Yeah, it would make it really amorphous.
Yeah. And so I didn't care, because all that mattered were the teeth.
Yeah.
Like, it made you focus on the teeth.
Yeah.
So I did think that was really cool.
Yeah. I would keep one of those as a pet.
Yeah.
I thought they were cute.
It looks soft.
It does look soft.
Yeah.
In the way, like, it slinks around. And I don't know if it was just because it was so black. Blacker than that guy's cousin. But there were a lot of good one-liners. That really got me.
And those, I guess, were the males? Mm-hmm. Or that's what they were making the assumption, that those were the males.
Mm-hmm.
And the female... was the one they killed at first. And that thing was ugly as sin.
Yeah.
That thing was nasty looking.
It's very, very judgmental, Tony.
Yep.
She's beautiful to them.
And apparently stunk. Because they did keep commenting about how it smelled. I liked how the guys just thought it was like a puppet. Oh, it's so good.
That part was funny. A fucking stick. And they were just carrying it around everywhere.
Yep.
They were trying to get people to touch it.
Little did they know that their
they're just seeding,
sentencing
yeah.
people to death.
Yeah.
Good.
By rubbing this dead alien carcass on them. The girls are the only ones with any
sense.
No, don't touch me with that. I don't want to get sick. What the fuck?
I don't
want to
get chlamydia.
Chlamydia?
That's about what I liked about the movie, Tony.
All right. Kayla, what'd you like about the movie?
I liked the design of the aliens.
Steal my fucking answer. Get your own answer.
I think that for a low budget movie, it looked really good. Like, it shot really well. Mm-hmm.
They didn't fall back on a lot of CGI either.
Yeah. And that was right. the clever thing about the aliens is like, but like, yeah, that's about where it ends for me. It gets far more interesting towards the end, like in the last 20 or minutes or so. Mm-hmm. But getting to that point for me was a lot.
Then the movie turned a little bit in the middle when John Boyega's like, I bet the government has sent these aliens here because they've sent the police to exterminate us and it's just not happening fast enough. This movie has turned.
Yeah.
This movie pivoted and then did nothing with it after that.
Well, they don't do nothing with it, but they don't do enough by yeah. far. Right. That was a very interesting, like, pivotal moment and, mm-hmm. like... Yeah.
And then they pivoted to back to the direction they were right. going.
I liked the incorporation of like weed culture in it, in the fact that they end up going to this dude's like weed vault
yeah.
because it's the safest place,
in the building.
And it would obviously be a room where like smell is contained.
Right.
So to have this situation where the male aliens are following a scent that was sharp of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nick Frost bothered me in this movie.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it that hair?
It's just every time I saw him.
That's his real hair.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. He grew it out long for
He didn't have hair Paul? Extensions?
Yeah, he grew it out for Paul.
He didn't have the hair plugs put in?
You're welcome. It's just all...
It just all came flooding back.
It's just all over. Just like, I just want to like, I want to clear it, like, but I don't want to touch it. Because those are like little balls of pus. Like, it's an infection. I want to like, I want it to go away. I want to clean it.
You
but
wanna
I don't want
to take those infections off.
I don't want to touch
it. Get in the cage in here.
What did you like about the movie, Tony?
I thought it was fun. I liked the idea that these street kids, who are a little more tough or who pretend to be a little more tough, had to face a thing that was like murdering them and murdering other people. I just like that whole aspect of it, that it kind of had that, that 80s teen group
Goonies
kind of, but but they took it to a different level by pivoting it with like these kids were thugs. They weren't just a good old group of neighborhood kids. They were rolling people. They were
dicks.
Yeah. They were assholes.
They were assholes. Dicks. That was my whole problem with it, is like, I don't feel like the redemption story is earned. Like, they're too much of dicks in the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I would have appreciated it if they had started it from the what is her name?
Sam?
The doctor? Sam?
I don't remember.
From her point of view. So, like, in the beginning, it villainizes them. And then, like, you sort of realize, like, that they're, like, actually good kids. But, like, they're trying to do that in this movie. But in the beginning, they establish too much that they're just, like...
They actually robbed her.
Yeah, they yeah. actually literally just robbed her.
Yeah.
And, like, the way they act the entire, like, up until... Moses decides he's going to save the day. Like, they are just dicks the entire fucking
yeah.
time.
Like, yeah. they're constantly like, well, yeah, we robbed you, but...
yeah.
They force like, their way into her apartment. They're dicks to her the entire time they're in there. Like, where does she get this Stockholm syndrome to stay with them? Like, at the point where the girls, like, they go to the girls' apartment, and the girls mm-hmm. are like, get the fuck out of here because we're not dying for this shit.
Right.
Why does she stay with them? She leaves with the dudes.
One dude already had his foot already got messed up?
Yeah.
I mean, Moses has already killed one in front of her.
So they've already realized that he's what's attracting them.
Mm,
Yeah,
they had not realized that.
No, the girls say that.
The girls say that, but they don't say it in the way that they say it in the way that trouble's following you, but they don't.
No, they literally say that was after you, and you're causing this. You have to go. Like,
yeah, but there's no way. Like, the one that one does, they don't both just jump him though. Like, one jumps the two girls, and then the other one bites that one dude's head off.
Doesn't jump the girls until the girl attacks it.
Okay. I still don't think they were definitive on it. I think they were just sitting around.
It was definitive enough for the girls to tell them to get the fuck out.
Well, yeah, I mean, but from their perspective, they were sitting around chilling in that apartment. He shows up with these assholes. Then these fucking aliens burst in and bite that dude's head off, and they're like, you fucking brought this thing here. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I don't... in that moment, they specifically call out, it was going after you specifically. Like, the one of the girls is, like, has this epiphany, like, it was after you. And then in the next scenes, Moses is like, leave me, it's after me, and I don't want you guys to get killed. And the other bros are like, nah, well...
Nah, man, we got more people to rob.
Yeah.
Got more people
but she's
rob.
Just following around like a I don't
Listen,
know.
She's the doctor.
She's not.
She is.
They need a cleric in their party.
Yeah, but why should she give a fuck about them?
You're right about that.
Fair point.
Oh, yeah.
No, I am not arguing
that
at all.
No, I know.
No, because, and I don't know why she would have stayed with them.
Why does she sudden, like, where do they earn her, like, loyalty at
they
the
do.
End?
They do not.
They don't. Yeah, that's it. the other dude, nerdy high dude, who just shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And his only purpose is to explain.
To be the white guy and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be like, science. Like, yeah. Like, it is not established at all before that moment that he has any use or purpose or would have any reason to have this knowledge, except for in this one moment.
Also, he proposes exactly one thing, and they're all like, yep, that's it. That must be it. That thing you just said is absolutely the reason all this is happening.
Yep, and I will risk my life.
Right.
Based on that information.
All right, I'm not arguing any of this with you.
No, we're not.
I didn't think about it that hard because the movie didn't earn that.
Yeah. It would have been an incredibly interesting story to have these like misunderstood teens who then like through the process of this alien invasion, like it they explore this very real like
they could have turned that scene where they rob her into a scene where like they want information or to borrow a cell phone or something, where they're just trying to ask her for something, and her prejudice makes her assume that they're trying to jump her. I think that,
well, for me, even if they're trying to rob her, like, have them take her money, but there's a whole bunch of other, like, douchiness around it. Like, they take her ring, which is worth nothing.
Right.
They throw her fucking purse, and they're, like, laughing about robbing somebody who has no money, and, like, oh, she had no money, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, show them robbing her, like, they actually take valuables from her, but then she goes to the, like, way later in the movie, she goes into his apartment, and there's nothing in it. Like, there's no food, there's no furniture, there, like, they, she goes into the apartment, and it's obvious that it's messy, and, like, he's leading a rough life, but, like, there's still, like, a ton of shit in the apartment. So, yeah. Like, I don't, like, show that this, like, roughness comes from an actual, like, place of pain, where they tried to get there, but I just don't feel like they earn it.
I don't think they were trying to.
Huh?
Yeah, that's also, I don't think they were trying. I think, like, that whole sequence that he's like, oh, they put us here, and I think they just let the aliens loose to get us because it wasn't happening fast enough. I don't think that was what the movie was about at all, and it's like that whole series of lines inclusion in the movie is just totally alien.
No, I don't think that at all, because they're constantly talking about the police and not wanting the police around, not just because they're going to get in trouble for things that they've done, but that they imply many times that the police like harass them. That whole sequence when she's in the apartment talking to him on the phone, that's her gaining sympathy for him for his obvious like rough life. Where Like, he, that's why she's asking him questions like, oh, how old are you? Oh, I'm 15. Oh, I thought you were much older. She's gaining like all this like alleged background information on him, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, because there's no meaningful like statement about it. It's just like a loose collection of facts, but are not connected in any meaningful.
Show in the very beginning the kids actually getting harassed by the police, which is something that happens frequently. Would have been super easy. Would have taken no time.
It needed more police presence in the story.
Yeah.
Either in the beginning or in the middle. I mean, they had opportunities for it.
Because what they show you is, yeah, the police are on your case because you guys are being douchebags constantly. You just robbed a woman. Like, yeah, of course they're on your fucking case, man. She goes, yeah, I'm thinking about moving because I don't like the neighborhood. What's wrong with the neighborhood?
You live here.
Yeah. She just fucking robbed me, man.
Yeah. You are what's wrong with this neighborhood.
I don't know. There were a lot of good pieces of a great movie that just didn't come together. The side quest with the one dude who wants to kill them, who absolutely will not listen to reason.
Yeah.
Even though he's seen the fucking alien.
Right.
Right. He's like, oh, they're lying to me about the aliens. Then they wrecked my car. He sees his friend get killed by an alien, and he still has this fucking vendetta for this kid who isn't lying to him.
Yeah.
Tony, in the bike ET sequence, why is the only two people riding double on the pedal bike? There's three motorized bikes and a pedal bike. The dude on the pedal bike is the only one that's doubled up.
With ET?
No, with another person.
He's doubled up and they're being chased by the aliens through the city. And the three kids are on motorcycles. Yeah. And there's only one on a pedal bike.
But that's the one that has two people on it.
I thought there were more than that that had pedal bikes.
No.
I thought it was only one motorbike.
Nope, there's three.
Oh. I wasn't paying that much attention to that scene, obviously.
Then you put him on a fucking conveyor belt. A blue belt that feeds into multiple yellow belts. Belt management, tell me what it's about, man. I was happy when the movie ended.
It was short.
Thankfully.
Was it?
It was. It was less than 90 minutes long.
Felt longer.
I'm also not, like, a huge fan of, like, being, like, movies where you're being chased by monsters or aliens. I don't know. It's not. Once they got into the apartment complex, I was a little more engaged. But before that, I don't know. I don't know why.
I kind of like the locked in with the monster motif.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That can always be, like, you can take that in a lot of interesting ways. I mean, this movie did not do any of those, but.
Like the apartment building as another character sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They could have done more
that works
that,
a lot probably. Better. That works a lot better if you are really isolated. This
or the location is interesting in some way.
Yeah, but isolation tends to make that this kind of story work better.
Yeah.
Like we can't leave. We are literally stuck in here with this thing. That's why things like The Shining thing they work so well because like you can't get away.
Mm-hmm.
Alien.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to see Alien last weekend. I didn't go.
Mm.
No, wait. Last weekend was Perfect Blue.
I don't know what that is.
Maybe Aliens this weekend.
Perfect Blue. No, Alien was either last weekend or the weekend before.
Yeah, it must have been the weekend before then. Fuck.
Perfect Blue is like, is this anime that's actually a complete mind fuck.
Yeah.
Have you seen it before?
Yeah. I know. I wanted to see it at the Midnight Movie. Midnight movies are always fucking weird.
Yeah.
You get this weird eclectic group of people who are there.
Oh yeah.
And also you're tired as shit when the movie starts. So like midway through the movie you're like, fuck, I'm tired. And that's a good movie to be tired midway through for.
Mm.
Shawshank was rough.
Oh, I can imagine. Shawshank. You said you were going to see Shawshank at a midnight movie, and I'm like, that sounds like a slog.
It's on the bucket list, man.
Shawshank's a great movie.
It's a great movie, but not a great midnight movie. It's a shitty midnight movie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Something like Heavy Metal. I saw Heavy Metal at a midnight movie once, and that was a lot of fun because it was at the Werenberg in Fairview Heights before they built this one, so it was like the one we had in the area, and like it's a midnight movie, and like all of a sudden you could see glowing from the rows in front. It's like, oh, I smell skunk in here now.
Oh yeah.
And it was more than one person. Hell like, yeah. It was, there were multiple clouds of smoke rising up in the auditorium.
Hell yeah, Tony.
They gotta get on that vape life.
They gotta get on that vape
life. There was no such thing then. I know.
If they cut out the part, made the part before getting to the apartment complex much shorter, and spent more of that time developing the building as a character, and also making more interesting characters that live in the building. Like,
I think you could do some of that. Like, you could cut out that section where they're getting in before they get into the apartment, mm-hmm. and like compress that way down, but add some stuff in the beginning where they give you some of these characters before.
When is that?
May 31st is what we do in the shadows.
We should totally do that.
We should totally do that.
But yeah, if you compress that, but then add a little more at the beginning where we live with these characters a little bit before things go to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's see John Boyega and the boys in their life just a little more,
mm-hmm.
and give us a reason to care about them.
Right.
And you know,
that was my biggest problem. And even like, they didn't give me a reason to care about, like, they didn't redeem them. Like, they were just douchebags. So the whole time I was like, you're just being a fucking douchebag. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, if they had done that, established like them living, why do they love this block so much? Which I assume block is what they refer to as.
Like their tenement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why do they love it so much? Because he says, oh, if I knew you had lived here, we wouldn't have robbed you. And she obviously is like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It does mean something, and they could have made it mean something.
Well, and they could have. They could have made it mean a lot more meaningful as, you know, these guys are assholes, but, like, when they come back to the block, like, the grandma that lives downstairs...
Gives yeah, them that's a sandwich. What I'm saying. Yeah, like add characters.
There's a community there that establishes that they are an active member of the community, and the community is the block.
Right.
Anybody outside the block is fodder.
Fair game. Yeah. Yeah.
And they could have added just a sequence of them walking through the building, you know, during the credits.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're gathering each other, like, you know, they're going from, you know, down the levels door to door and like, hey, he joins, but they also see, you know, that sweet old lady, like you said, that mm-hmm. is like motherly to them and gives
throwing
them
gang signs.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Or like she hands a little kid yeah. running down the hall, and they grab him and hand him back to the mom who's also got three other kids in the apartment.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
You know. Like they almost try to do that with the two kids running around.
Almost,
but like not well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just anything like that, I think, would have humanized them and given the character of the block
a
little more weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it would have also given you all these people that we've seen and that we can then care about. Like, you see them walking through these halls again later, and there's like blood smears on the wall, and it's like then you start you know, you're worried about the old lady and the mom with the three kids, and it just gives you a little more caring for the people that live there instead of just the people we're following.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's a potential for a lot more there. I think that's its most egregious crime, is the potential that it had is wasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they did a lot with things like the aliens.
Yeah.
Like that, those were really well thought out.
Yeah, and the concept of it, like they fall to a planet. The female falls to a planet.
You can't think about the concept too hard, otherwise
sense. It makes fine sense for me for a movie about aliens. Like this concept that they've come up with where like they fall to a planet and that's how they like know where to go. The males drop, they populate it, and then whatever. Don't know how they get the fuck off the planet again. Like, but I don't need to think about it that hard. Like, that's perfectly fine with me for a movie where the aliens are really like just a vehicle for the story about these kids and this apartment complex.
And that's the problem. It was just a story about aliens
chasing people.
There was no bigger.
There was nothing
theme.
More.
There was nothing that. More.
Yeah.
And what there was where they tried to make more, there wasn't enough of it.
This movie won a bunch of awards.
Really?
And it's super highly rated.
It's super highly rated.
Huh.
Yeah. I know what's his face got a BAFTA.
I thought John Boyega was really good in it. I mean, for what he was doing,
it was fine.
He didn't have much to work with, but what he did was great.
You ready for this? John Boyega Moses?
Yes.
20 wins, 37 nominations.
What did it win?
BAFTA for Outstanding Debut by a British Writer, Director, or Producer.
That's very specific, but okay.
Hold on. It didn't win that.
It was nominated for that?
Yeah. Academy of Science Fiction. Best International Film. Best Original Score. Best First Film. Best Film. You know, there's like none of these are...
I wasn't crazy about the score either.
I wasn't crazy about the score either.
I don't remember it, so I can't...
It was really screechy.
Are the Black Reel Awards like a specifically Black...
I honestly don't know.
...thing? Let's do some learning, all of us. Black Reel Awards.
Teach us.
Teach us, oh, sing to us, oh, Google.
I just looked at the picture again.
The Black Reel Awards, or the BRAs, is an annual American awards ceremony hosted by the Foundation for the Augmentation of African Americans in Film. This is awkward.
Because they're not American.
Because they're not African Americans.
Right.
This is awkward.
Hey, Google, why is Kayla like this?
None of us
She
do.
Doesn't know either.
That's why we asked.
The answer, for those who couldn't hear it, was, my apologies, I don't understand.
Well, John Boyega won a bunch of fucking awards from these Black Reel people.
Really?
Yeah.
Black Reel people?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least Which is confusing to me.
Because the African-American thing is a little... I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
No.
I mean, maybe it is. I guess... It's not like I'm really an expert on it, but...
I don't know, man.
Tony, where else do you want to go with this?
I don't need to go anywhere else with this.
Good.
This... You know what? This would be a good midnight movie. After a couple of beers?
Nah, about halfway through this movie, I'd be like, man, I stayed up for this.
It, you know what?
I think it's better at the end.
Yeah, this is a better midnight movie than Shawshank is.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because I can stay awake for this.
Oh, man, Shawshank was rough, dude. When I left that theater at 3 in the morning.
What's with all the apartments with screen doors on the outside? What is that in England?
I don't know. Maybe they don't have individualized heating and cooling units. So it's a way to have a door open.
Into the hallway?
Into the hallway so you get airflow.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I don't like it, but...
What's with the lights in the hallways? Why'd they design them so creepy?
I don't know.
Almost like they're anticipating people being chased through them.
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah, something's working. The UK. Chasing.
Hallway fight scenes. It's also how it's designed in all of the Netflix Marvel shows. So they can be ready for a fight in the hallway.
It's true. Only those fights are interesting and not occluded by smoke.
Yeah. In the way it was interesting, but in a way it was also like
really frustrating.
It was because like why are we even showing this?
Yeah.
If you're
killed the sweet, like polite one of the group. In that scene.
Which scene are we talking about?
The hallway where it's filled with smoke.
I'm not even talking about the hallway that's filled with smoke. There was one that was outside. There was a big fight outside that was filled with... They ran into smoke and it was like, you couldn't see shit that was going on.
Oh, the police van.
Yeah.
When the dude was handcuffed in the police van.
Yeah. They use smoke a lot when there's an action sequence.
Yeah, so they don't have to show it.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford to... Have the monsters
they afforded
be...
Nick Frost and What's-Her-Face.
This was before Jodie Whittaker was Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah, she wasn't.
I mean, but Nick Frost has been Nick Frost for a while.
Yeah, but they could have...
All his life, I think.
They probably could have just given him a producer credit.
I was going to say, he seems like the type of person who takes on passion projects. Like,
This sounds like fun and I want to support you,
whoa,
dude.
Whoa, 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 you guys going to have catering?
Yeah.
I got a free hour.
Yeah.
He doesn't really add a lot to the movie.
He adds nothing to the movie.
No. It would have been more interesting to have somebody who is a little more noticeable in weed culture play the same character.
Yeah.
Get Snoop in
Who is that? Snoop? Yeah. But who other than Snoop? Like, you know, they used to have Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
Get Cheech and Chong in there.
Yeah, just get Cheech and or Chong in there. Like, and then don't explain why this American is there. Like...
This Hispanic American
is the weed dude in on the block.
I mean, honestly,
I think that would be hilarious. It might have made for. I think it would have been more funny that way.
I wouldn't have fucking questioned
it. I bet Cheech and Chong aren't doing shit like that anymore.
They are.
No, I bet they're like, they're just out there high as fuck.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
No.
That's all their movies, too. So.
Cheech Marin was just on The Masked Singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's funny.
They renewed that for two more seasons.
Oh. Well, how offensive was his costume?
It wasn't.
Oh, that's lame.
Because we didn't know it was him. Well, I mean, I knew.
I mean, now I, you I know, out, retroactively, but, you know, though.
But it wasn't.
Like, they have a big Mexican bee costume?
No.
What was his costume?
I don't remember.
It was a big joint. It was a big bong.
Captain Bonghead. That was his...
big yellow joint.
Oh, wait. No, it wasn't. You know. It wasn't Cheech Marin. It was Tommy Chong. My bad. Jesus. It was Tommy Chong.
All Hispanics fucking look the exact same to you.
No, Cheech has just done more things, so my default is to say his name.
Yeah, he was a fucking bartender in Desperado. All right, Tony, do you have anything else here?
No, I was just looking up which costume he was in The Masked Singer.
They could have done things so much better with this movie. Like, I get they're trying to keep it lighthearted and campy, but if you're gonna then also stick in... The government sent these aliens because the police aren't killing us. Like, we're not killing each other fast enough. Like, do something with that.
He was the pineapple.
I want that to be racist.
Isn't that like a weed thing, though?
Is it?
Pineapple Express?
Well, you can... that's a good point.
He's on brand.
Oh, they could have had Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen would have been...
Oh, easily!
That would have been... Easily. That would have been the... That would have been the get.
That would have been the get.
And Seth Rogen's the kind of guy that would have done that.
But the other thing is, like, Nick Frost is
British.
British.
Is the British so, Seth
yeah.
Rogen?
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, yeah, we're trying to shove our American, like, weed stars.
American weed dick in.
That bomb-ass weed dick.
I just wish whatever character Nick was playing, like, was more of a thing.
He was, was a character.
Yeah, he just kind of wasn't a... anything.
He was a guy to open the door.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the guy we buy weed from. Hey, you guys want to buy some weed?
Nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Did nail per it. Diem. But,
he isn't even in catering, the weed right? vault
no,
when they're in there.
No.
He's hiding in the...
other room. A room we never see.
What the hell? He could have... like, that could have been his thing. Like...
yeah.
He could have been the one to explain it away. Like, oh, he's the weed man, and everybody, like, bags on him because, you know, he sells weed and he's high all the time. Then they get into the vault, and he's like, oh, this is what's going on. Look at these pheromones. Like, he's actually super sharp.
Yeah.
None of that happened.
It could have, though. They didn't need that other dude.
They didn't need that.
It would have been better if he was super high, and he's like, so, pheromones... and, like, he just launches into this insane theory.
That's what they
theory.
Tried to do with... what? I don't even know.
Yeah, but it would have been
like,
so
oh,
much
I'm
better.
Super high. Yeah, it would have been so much... his name isn't Pest. Pest is the...
other white guy.
The little white kid.
Yeah.
With the
hoodie.
Leg problem.
Yeah, with the leg problem.
I'm talking about the...
congenital bite.
Yeah, leg problem. No, yeah, the other white dude who's, like, older... but thought, I assumed it was going to be a love interest for Sam.
Yeah.
It wasn't. That didn't come to fruition.
Doctor Who!
No. What was I saying?
The first
oh, they tried to do that.
Doctor
He's
Who.
Like, oh, I'm so high. Like, he keeps saying that. I'm so high. Nick could have completely taken over that entire role.
Yeah.
We didn't need to see him walking into the elevator or, like, Nick could have done that. Maybe, like, Nick... like, they couldn't afford that much of Nick.
That could have been it.
But, yeah. What is it that dude... is Panda still outside?
Yeah.
What is it that dude tries to get Moses to sell?
Weed.
Is it just weed? Like, in a carton?
Yeah. Maybe it's butt stuff.
Maybe. But he's selling it from Nick? Like, Nick's stash? I missed that part of
the movie. High Hats is the dude who owns the stash. Nick sells it to people on the block when they come to him. He tells John Boyega to sell it outside that neighborhood.
Mm. Okay.
He's like, you bring me $300 for this, but this is my block. So you go steal some people or something.
Well, yeah, you figure you want to get... you want to
expand import, that scope.
Well, yeah, import some cash into the ecosystem of the block. Because if it's just self-perpetuating, you might as well just make it a communist society and just pass it out.
Yeah, get Ben Shapiro in there and be publicly owned.
Right.
The big yellow joint. The big yellow joint.
It either needed to be campier if it was an alien weed movie or commit to...
Not that.
Yeah.
Commit to some social commentary.
Yeah.
I think
I mean, it could have done both, but...
Yeah, it could have.
But it wasn't, like, campy weed movie funny enough, and it wasn't social commentary enough. It needed more of both.
Yeah. Yes.
How many other movies have I seen where Nick Frost isn't without
Simon Pegg?
Simon Pegg.
Hmm.
He is not with him through the entire duration of Sick Note.
I've never seen Sick Note.
It's a TV series with Rupert Grint.
Rupert Grint? Is that a...
Ron Weasley.
Yeah, there he is.
That's where, on my Netflix queue. I haven't watched it yet.
Where Nick Frost misdiagnoses him with cancer, and then...
Classic Nick Frost.
When he goes to tell him, you don't have cancer, like, his work has already done all this stuff, and he's become a poster child for, like, getting better with, like, this company's gonna fight this guy's cancer or whatever, and so he just starts milking it. And he's like, we're not telling anybody I don't have cancer.
Wow.
So he fakes cancer.
Relatable.
It's quite relatable. I faked cancer yesterday.
Just yesterday.
Yeah. That's how I left 15 minutes early from work.
Oh, gotta go. I've got cancer.
Got a bad case of cancer.
God.
Should a cancer flare up.
Hate to see it.
Happens every time. It's always the good ones.
I was trying to look up movies that they aren't in together, and all it's showing me is movies that they are in together.
Well, I'll just do a not. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not working for
Yeah, it doesn't Google. Work that way.
It says they are best friends, though.
Of course they are.
Yeah, I mean, that tracks for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, I know I've seen Simon Pegg
in stuff. Well. Yeah, because he's been in all the Star Trek movies by himself. And all the
Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that.
Well, I did before you could. So I get the points.
That's why I hate you. 10 points from whatever house you're in now.
Is that
like,
why?
Like, get your ass out of Gryffindor.
You can't do that.
I can.
I am Gryffindor.
Not stealing other people's answers. You're not. That's not Gryffindor.
That is so Gryffindor.
It is. And it's always Hermione's answers.
For Hermione.
Doing the emotional labor for an entire fucking house.
Oh, what was the one girl?
She's the emotional Hercules of Gryffindor.
The one black girl that, like, I saw her and it was like, boy, the way they've described Hermione as potentially being black, because in the description of the book, they don't say, they just say she's got kind of crazy
curly hair,
curly crazy hair or something like that. The one girl, the way she came out and the way she was just kind of...
I think her name is Tia.
I think so.
There's the one girl who's like, no, you guys can't come in here. That scene, the girl was like listing very good reasons why you guys cannot come in here. That dude's bleeding. I don't know her. You guys are all carrying weapons. And then the other girl just comes up and is like, it's my place. You can come in.
Yeah.
I think the girl who comes into the frame is named Tia. The girl who's telling them they can't come in, I think her name was Dimples. I only know that because I was watching the
I think
end.
That's right. Dimples? Like, the way she's just asserting herself with all those dudes, I'm like, that's Hermione.
Yeah.
That's Hermione. That could be Hermione.
She might be the one who also tells them to get the fuck out.
Probably.
I did like that scene where the girls are learning that they robbed that woman, and they're like, hey, what the fuck? But I feel like they don't take that far enough.
Yeah.
Like, she's still doing that. Yeah, she's still doing that kid's hair. Like, it would have been a better scene if the girls had all been, like forcefully, I don't know, shutting that shit down.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you're robbing people? But yeah, why is it always like this? Always someone getting robbed. Always someone getting beat up. Yeah, but the aliens were good.
They're slinky.
Why'd they kill that dog?
Pogo?
Pogo.
You didn't even remember his fucking name.
It gets said, like, once.
It says it multiple times.
I was not.
I know you were not paying attention.
I had a hard time concentrating at the beginning of this movie because I didn't like it.
Something like crucial to
the
plot
police
happened.
Dying.
Yeah.
What happened to the police?
Like,
oh, they just died.
They were in the van and then they start driving away. I'm like, where the fuck are the police that just arrested them?
It does happen pretty quickly.
Oh. Well, I would just straight up wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Why'd they kill the dog?
The dog runs off.
The way the kids react to the dog being killed also made me dislike them.
Yeah.
That should not just be a, oh, our dog got killed.
Yeah.
Pogo.
What are you looking at?
Julie sending me a message.
Oh.
Say, everybody down there, shut the fuck up.
She's like, I was also upset when Pogo died.
Yeah. I just bit the inside of my cheek really bad.
That'll do. I'll count that as your burn.
The kids need food for tomorrow. So Julie's like,
get them food for tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, we had KFC tonight. There's half a bucket of chicken in the fridge. They've got food. It's fine.
I'm sure there's some Girl Scout cookies lying around somewhere in here, right?
There are.
Kentucky's the 45th sexiest accent.
Probably.
Fried chicken is the 44th, though.
Fried chicken's like...
That's high up there on
number
the
11. Sexy.
Fried chicken's gross.
What? No.
No, you know crispy, who manages his
spicy, crispy, spicy fried chicken?
You know who's managing his incredibly prone to ridiculous cholesterol genetics solely through diet? This guy.
What are you doing to do that?
Not eating red meat and not eating fried foods. This fucking bastion of health over here. Booyah!
Last week it was picture of health.
Ground beef in it?
I did. I don't eat that much beef.
Okay.
You know, I made a mistake last week, though. And you said you were the picture of health, and I said the picture was Jabba the Hutt. It's Baron Harkonnen.
Fucking Dorian Gray over here. I'm a reverse Dorian Gray.
Oh, I saw the picture.
I've seen the picture, too.
Those pictures you posted in the Hangout.
It's a good-looking dude when I was younger. Younger and thinner. A couple pictures of you in there with some hair, Tony.
Yeah, too much.
Too much? Yeah, now you're rocking the Picard.
That's an unruly amount of hair. Yeah, if I get to the point where it's like, if when I put my fingers through it, there's hair showing through, too much. Just gotta go. It's unruly.
Can't relate. I do need to get a haircut, though. Trim up the old sideburns, thin it out. Really thick hair.
I used to.
Long and thick. You trying to tell me I'm going to go bald, Tony?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Is it in your genetics?
Yeah.
Doesn't that carry from your mother's side or something? Or is that just like a...
Oh. Yeah. Typically, you look at your mother's father as the best indicator, but it's still not a perfect indicator.
It's not. Because that side of my family is fucking bald. This gorgeous head of hair. You know what? I've actually kept the color of my hair longer than my dad did.
Well, that was with Doug and I. That's what's happened. One of us started losing our hair, and the other one started going grayer. Mm. And it was because we're only 2 years apart. Mm. And it was just weird how it split. Now we're just kind of both in the same. We've both kind of caught up with each other there.
All right. We done here?
Yeah. Next week, The Wandering Earth.
The Wandering Earth.
You said it's on Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
Perfect.
10 confirm.
Probably going to need to pay attention because it's probably subtitled.
It is subtitled.
Well,
why do you guys do this?
That's going to make it just work for it.
I'm not apologizing.
I have such a short attention span.
Okay.
Get ready to read it for you.
We were 5 minutes into this movie and you were already out.
What happened that made me check out?
They were robbing her. That's about when you were out.
And that's the first thing that happens.
The first thing that happens is she walks around a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a bunch of like production company stills, like an obscene amount of them. It goes on for fucking ever. And she's just talking on the phone and walking through these dark alleys.
Yeah.
Which I was like,
Oh, the meteor, quote unquote, hits the car.
After she's robbed.
Yeah, but like the kid crawls into the car and like he has no clue what's going on, but he's going to crawl into this car that just got hit by what they can only expect as a bomb.
He's trying to burgle it.
Was he? That seems a little too opportunistic even for like a street rat. Like,
well, I didn't get any money off Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah. It just seems like there was no curiosity for the situation at all.
No.
So then I checked out. I wasn't curious either.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that's what we were justifying.
Then he just, like, he sees this creature, it attacks him, and he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill that. And then they literally do. There's no, like, what is this? Like, this is insane. I'm like, I can't believe this.
Or any sort of commentary about how protecting your street cred is a critical aspect of growing up in a complicated street situation.
Yep. But yeah, I didn't mean to start the conversation again.
I think you did. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it.
I mean, if I have things to say, I need to say them. I need to be heard.
This is why you talk so much on these podcasts.
Yeah, that's true.
Talk the most.
Hair plugs.
Oh my god, that's like all over. Just like.
So for the audience, Kayla's literally put her head down and is running her fingers through her scalp, like she's checking to make sure her plugs are still.
Like
in.
It's not the plugs; it's the
infection.
I don't know what you want.
It's the bumpiness, like, of the skin.
Yeah, like I just want to like clear it. Like I need to clear it off my head. It's not. Ugh.
A razor.
So gross. People in the comment section posted pictures of like a razor. Like they're like,
ugh, so much bleeding.
I don't know that there would be.
How would there not be?
Like the follicle itself isn't raised. It's like. Maybe it is like I.
The what?
Follicle? Isn't that the word?
Follicle?
Follicle?
Sorry. I did like your follicule though. Follicle. Like, it's just like these.
No, it's just that I don't know how to say word.
Growing molecules, growing hair. Like, what if it's got a fucking mohawk? That's because carbon's a bad boy.
No, I just don't know how to say words, especially when I'm thinking about.
Especially when you're getting squicked out by the.
I mean, maybe it is right because it's like a. It has to be. Because it's like, it's almost like a pimple.
Carbon dioxide's a bad boy.
Okay.
Carbon's an atom. Sorry.
I'm done.
Water's a bad boy. Make he's got
that
the mohawk.
The fucking sound clip. That is a bad boy.
Apparently there was a discussion/argument in our house. What state of matter is pudding? Is it a solid or is it a liquid?
It's plasma.
It's colloid.
Is that what it's officially called?
A colloid, yeah. A colloid is when you have a state of matter that exists within another state of matter.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like quicksand. So there's a solid that exists within a liquid. So it has property. It can have properties of both.
You know, you can't get sucked under from quicksand. I watched a long ass documentary of this when I was in Seattle. Mostly because I was super fucking high.
So what happens?
First of all, how dare you?
What?
Talk about watching a fucking documentary ever.
The last documentary
saying that you've
we
ever
watched,
a documentary ever.
The last documentary we watched was unpleasant.
What was that?
It was the one about the school. We watched it at the Airbnb.
Oh, the Keepers.
Yeah. The molestiest school. Probably actually average molesty on the school scale.
It's terrifying.
She started this thing and then she fucking vanished.
I went to go do my makeup.
And so I was sitting there watching this molesty ass documentary.
I've already seen it.
Just molestamentary.
I forgot how
molesty it is.
Explicit.
No, she knew exactly how. And
I know
she
how
just
molesty
wanted to...
it is. I just forgot how explicit it was. Like and how they describe it.
Fucking watch this.
But I love true crime.
You weren't there!
I was for most of it.
You fucking disappeared.
I'm the rest.
And I was left with these two priests.
There were other people in the room who were watching it. And who liked true crime.
I was left with these two priests.
I went to go do my makeup.
The one priest molested. The other priest had to witness the first priest molesting.
This is just, you, it's called The Keepers. So if you're listening.
That one.
And you, yeah.
I've heard of it. I've not seen it.
It's a fucked up story.
Just look up molestiest documentary.
It isn't.
Anyway. So, like, quicksand is water, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't suck you under.
You watched an entire documentary about quicksand?
It was more like a Mythbusters type thing.
Okay, fair.
So, like, at a certain point, you float.
Yeah.
So you,
we
just,
all float.
You just float.
They all float down here.
Yeah. The hard part is getting out. You gotta break the suction that the sand creates, so you gotta like rock back and forth and get the air.
But you can't actually like.
It doesn't suck you, like your head doesn't go under the water, right? At a certain point, the
sand will compact, like.
a certain point, the buoyancy of you is you're going to be more buoyant than the sand. And that point is like at your midsection.
Yeah.
So like all these TV shows have fucking lied to me. And then the latest season of Archer, they get trapped in some quicksand. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Which season of Archer is that?
Danger Island.
I started watching that. Well, I watched a couple episodes of it when it was still on the air.
Space is coming out
in
2 weeks.
1999. Archer 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep seeing commercials for it. I think I was watching... I see them when I watch What We Do in the Shadows.
What are you watching that on?
FX.
Oh, fuck. You're watching on actual TV.
Yeah, I record it. It's,
oh, I wonder, I've got
an episode of it tonight.
I wonder if FX is an add-on. I can just add to my Amazon account. Then I can just watch.
Maybe.
You're the Worst.
Yeah.
FX.
I'm really curious to see what you think about this season of You're the Worst.
Yeah, me too. Because
was it you or was it Kayla that was, or was it both of you that were commenting about how they ended the last season of You're the Worst with that they announced they were going to get married?
I mean, we have talked about it.
Yeah. But like you were really down on it.
Me? I like the way they did it.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Because they did it with the stoplights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was clever. This fucking guy over here.
See this? I like the ending. Okay.
You over here trying to tell me I fucking hated the thing. It's probably Kayla who hated it. She hates everything.
I think Kayla did say she didn't like that they were getting married.
What's going on?
You're the Worst. No, I'm just saying You're the Worst.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, the TV show, You're the Worst.
Yeah, I don't like the way they're going about it, but I haven't seen the last season. I feel like this would have been a great show to be a vehicle for a conversation around marriage and societal expectations and like...
Then you need to watch the last season.
No, yeah, no, of course I am. But when it ended, I was disappointed in how they were going on about it.
I believe I can add FX to my Amazon account.
Nice.
You want to watch the season?
Yeah.
Okay. I meant tonight. We're just going to power through.
It's worth it.
Typical Tony Mast.
I like the season finale.
Series finale.
Series finale, yeah. They also do this thing throughout the season where they start flash forwarding.
Oh, Tony, come on. No spoilers, it's buddy.
Not a spoiler. I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm just telling you.
Fucking lost me over here.
They start flash forwarding for just the first few minutes or the last few minutes of an episode. It's jarring when it happens because it's like, what the fuck did I just
watch? I wanted to be jarred.
Well, you will be. You'll still be jarred.
Fucking, let's go.
Hey, babe.